Welcome aboard another edition of The B-Sides here on Siouxland Public Media. The B-Sides with Bolin and Blumberg, and we have an extra special extravaganza for you today, Southern Rock. We haven't done Southern Rock in a while, so we've got some stuff that's familiar and maybe not so familiar. But the last time we met with my intrepid co-star here.
That'd be me, Johnny Bolin.
That would be Johnny Bolin.
Yeah.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
No problem. He had been...
Yeah, there is.
He had, right before we went on the air, he got a phone call from an old colleague of his. And I suppose he's a current colleague as well.
We stay in touch, but I don't know if we stay in touch exactly this way. We haven't played together in about a year.
And he is who?
His name is Jim Dandy, and he's in a band called Black Oak Arkansas, which I played with for 30 years. Did Hard Time.
Was it that hard?
In certain ways, it was really kind of hard, yeah. But, I mean, it's very enjoyable.
Yeah.
And to combine the two.
So you got a call from him right before we went on the air telling you that he was like 30 minutes away from Sioux City?
He was in Omaha, Nebraska, and he's going to Spokane, Washington, and he wanted to stop by my house. I'm like, that is totally the wrong way. And, I know that.
Yeah, Spokane's a little bit to the northwest.
But he had some time to kill, and I didn't really, have it figured out how much time he did have to kill. So I said, well, you know where I live, so him and the band came down, and I played with him, by the way, for a while. I had some issues with my heart, and I took about a year and a half absence from Jim in the road. But he showed up, and we talked for a while, and then he asked me if I wanted to go play the gig, drums and guitar, not at the same time.
That would be a treat.
Yeah. And I think he just wanted to borrow my truck. But anyway, so I said, no, Jim, I got two gigs this weekend. But anyway, he stayed for like 3 hours, and
you told me that he had to go to Spokane, and he was playing the next night.
Yeah.
And the drive was 22 hours.
22 hours.
From Sioux City to Spokane.
He said he had some time to kill. That's why he came to the house. 200 miles out of his way. But I don't live that way. I'm south. I don't know what
time did he have. Why did he think he had so much time?
That was really very typical of a Black Oak Arkansas gig, believe me. And we always made it. We'd be right on time.
Did he ever call you back and tell you that he made it?
No, the singer did, Sammy, the girl singer.
Ah.
She said they made it, but they didn't do Jim Dandy to the Rescue. They didn't have enough time to do that. So
really?
I think they did a 45-minute set. And they had to come from Memphis, mind you, which is 12 hours from Sioux City.
For 45 minutes?
Well, I was supposed to do 60.
So they didn't quite make it.
It's like 65 hours to do 45 minutes.
Somebody needed to come to his rescue.
Exactly.
So it's Southern Rock today, everybody.
That's right, a Southern Rock story, not your typical.
No. Sounds similar to other stories.
That's what I went through. That's why I did Hard Time.
Yeah, it was Hard Time.
Yeah. Good time, but hard time.
We're not having a hard time today. We're going to be playing Southern Rock, and we're going to hear from stuff that you may know the bands. And from some stuff where you may not know the bands, but that's the whole point of the B-Sides here with Bolin and Blumberg on Siouxland Public Media. Let's start it off with Blackfoot. from Florida. Am I correct?
I believe so, yep.
Yep. Gimme, gimme, gimme.
Well, good God, mama, what's wrong with your face?
There's some Lynyrd Skynyrd for you. They're from Florida, too. And in fact, before that, we heard Blackfoot, Gimme, 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 and Rick Medlock, who is the lead guitarist for Blackfoot, is playing with Lynyrd Skynyrd now. Am I correct or not?
Wasn't it their final concert not too long ago? Well, they're still probably out on that. Yeah, he is with them still, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I
but
thought.
But he owns Blackfoot, the name.
Uh-huh.
So he's got a different Blackfoot. Because Jackson Spears, the drummer, passed away, and so did another one of the guys but that owned the name. But he owns the name Blackfoot, but he plays with
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Two bands from Florida. Let's hear a band from Fort Worth.
Point Blank?
Yeah, yep. Point Blank is the band. Free Man is the song.
Such a free man. No, no, I ain't. Well, now they supposed to keep us all happy so we don't have to pay no more dues. But they always trying to hassle us, baby. You know they got us all saying blue. Can't even take a little ride and see the sights of our big old town. Cause they roll up. For such a free, free man. You know we're paying off all say we'll take a $2 minute pill. I'm gonna move, baby, by myself, a sacred place to be. This is what I say. Such a sad, sad song for such a free, free man.
Point Blank, Siouxland Public Media, the B-sides with Bolan and Blumberg. You know what's great about doing this show? We don't even talk to one another. We're just in the studio grooving with the music.
We do. We do like enjoy ourselves.
We do enjoy ourselves.
But we enjoy our share talking, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But while the song's on.
No, we don't do that.
No, we just listen.
No.
We just listen.
No, we were talking about Black Oak earlier. Rusty Burns and Mouse Mays from that band played with Black Oak.
Oh, did they really?
In the group, yeah. They left Point Blank for some reason, and I know why they left Black Oak. They went back with Point Blank, so.
Yeah, Point Blank was produced by ZZ Top's producer, Bill Ham.
Bill Ham, yeah.
He was on ZZ Top went on some kind of a hiatus, and he went ahead and did their first two albums, I believe. Which you can find in one simple CD.
Oh, okay.
If you're interested in Point Blank, first two albums.
Yeah, they're a good band.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, here's another good band. These guys came out and they were called like Cowpunk or something like that from Nashville.
Cowpunk, yeah.
Yeah. Jason Ringenberger and Warner Hodges and the group. That would be Jason and the Scorchers. And we're going to hear... Absolutely Free Marie.
Just a city here.
Jason and the Scorchers from Nashville, Tennessee, on the B-sides with Bolden and Blumberg. You could see why they call them cowpunk, huh?
I like that label. You sure tell that they're a great band live.
Yeah.
You know, that's really...
If Money Talks, that comes from Midnight Roads and Stages Scene, a double album of theirs, a live double album of theirs. This first one is the first song they ever put out before... Absolutely Sweet Marie.
Uh-huh.
That's a Dylan song.
Oh, okay.
From Blonde on Blonde.
Right.
And that was the first one that we heard. That's from the album Fervor. Jason and the Scorchers,
yeah,
right
great
here.
Great live band. I mean, they're just...
Yeah. Yeah. They're great. They're great anyway.
Yeah.
Live or unlive.
However way you want to put it, really.
Yeah, really. I'm not so sure what unlive means, but we're on Siouxland Public Media, that's for sure.
Yeah.
The B-sides with Bolden and Blumberg. We're going just south of Nashville now into North Mississippi. The North Mississippi All-Stars, who featured Luther Dickinson on guitar. Here's their keyboard player. He put out a couple solo records.
Oh.
Under the name John Herman or JoJo Herman. So what we have for you first is...
Wasn't he with Widespread Panic? Or
he may have been. All of those guys kind of worked together
Yeah.
in that various...
I think he was. You know,
Well, he was with the North Mississippi All-Stars.
Right, okay.
And he could have been with Widespread Panic.
Okay, yeah.
Because that's exactly what I'm feeling right now. Anyway, here's JoJo Herman. I'll get around to it.
Yeah.
John Herman from the album Smiling Assassin, Don't Look Down. Before that, we heard from his first album, Defector, I'll Get Around to It, from North Mississippi All-Stars, John Jojo Herman. Hey, we have a special treat for you before the end of the show, by the way. Allman Brothers, Dickie Betts, their children, you'll hear them right here on the B-Sides with Bolin and Blumberg. Before we get to them, however, let's hear from the state of Georgia. Dan Baird.
Oh, yeah, those guys.
The Georgia Satellites.
Right.
This one is called Dan Baird and Homemade Sin, Fresh Out of Georgia, Live Like a Satellite.
Yeah. sing if you want to. You ain't got to. I'm gonna. But I like it when you do. And as Billy Joe Shaver said, God loves you when you sing. And dance. Well, I got a little change in my pocket, scoring jing-a-ling-a-ling. Wanna call you up on telephone, baby. I want to give you a ring. But each time we talk, I get the same old thing. Always no hugging, no kissing, until I get a wedding ring. My honey, my baby, you don't put my love upon no shelf. She said, don't hand me no lines and keep your hands to yourself. Keep your hands to yourself.
Dan Baird, Siouxland Public Media, the B-sides. That actually was an A-side. Keep Your Hands to Yourself. That was the first single.
That was a pretty big hit.
Yeah. Georgia Satellites put out. This is from Dan Baird and Homemade Sin. Fresh out of Georgia, live like a satellite. We heard It Comes to Me Naturally. And, of course, Keep Your Hands to Yourself, which I tell that to Johnny all the time.
Oh, no, you don't.
No, I don't.
We played with those guys on the... It was a... Outlaw Country Cruise, it was called. And I started listening to him sing. I didn't know who he was. And then he started singing that song. I go, he sounds just like the singer. And I find out that is him, and that's the singer of the band.
Uh-huh.
Because it didn't say anything on there formally of...
Georgia Satellites.
No.
Well, he has a lot of solo stuff out. He's been...
Won't do that again.
Huh?
I won't do that again.
No, you won't. No, you won't. Yeah, if you listen to the B-sides, you wouldn't have had to ask.
That's right. That's
anyway, right. We're going to now hear from the Almond Betts Band. This is new stuff. And also from Reese Winans and Friends, Sweet Release. Reese Winans is a keyboard player for Stevie Ray Vaughan, and they do a old Stevie Ray Vaughan tune with Kenny Wayne Shepherd on the guitar and Double Trouble backing them up. Before that, however, let's see, Devin Allman... and Dwayne Betts, Barry Oakley Jr.
Wow. Also,
yeah. This is the Almond Betts Band called Down to the River, and we're going to hear it all night.
One, two, three, four.